So now, let's begin by lying down on our backs in a comfortable posture on a mat or a pad on the floor, something that will protect your body from the hardness of the floor. Allowing your feet to be falling away from one another, relaxed with your legs extended fully, and allowing your arms to be alongside your body with your palms facing the ceiling if that is comfortable for you, and assuming what is called the corpse pose. And now, bringing your attention to your breath, bringing your awareness to the fact that you are breathing. Allowing your eyes to close gently, if that is comfortable for you. Noticing that your abdomen is rising on an in-breath and falling on an out-breath. Noticing the sensation of the breath as it enters your body and as it exits your body. Following the rhythmic cycle of your breathing. And when you are ready on an in-breath, very slowly and gradually lifting both arms up and over your head for the full duration of your breath, so that your arms are eventually fully extended behind your head, doing a full body stretch. Extending your fingertips out behind you while you extend your legs and your feet out in front of you, and feeling your body stretching, extending from the tips of your fingers all the way through your feet, continuing to breathe into and out of your abdomen. And noticing your body, noticing the sensations as you lie here fully extended, continuing to breathe naturally, and seeing if on the next exhalation you can't extend your fingertips out behind you just slightly. And then again, when you are ready, this time on an exhalation, very slowly and mindfully bringing your arms back down so that they're slowly returning back to the sides of your bodies and feeling your arms as they make contact with the floor. And now bringing your knees into a bent position so that your feet are flat on the floor and your knees are pointing up towards the ceiling. Allowing your arms to rest at your side. And we're going to do pelvic tilts. And to start, contract your belly so that your lower back and spine are pressed against the floor. and your pelvis is tilted so that your tailbone is coming up slightly off the floor. And now reversing this so that your pelvis tilts the other way and your back is coming up off the floor into an arch while your tailbone is pressing into the floor. And you might notice that there's a space now between your back and the floor, large enough so that you can at least put your hand back there. You might feel that space. And then reversing this again so that your pelvis is tilting with your tailbone coming up off the ground and your back pressing against the floor beneath you. And just continuing to rock your pelvis back and forth, gently continuing to breathe naturally, doing this at your own pace. Remembering to breathe in and out from your abdomen as you continue to rock your pelvis back and forth. And then coming to a neutral position with your knees still bent and your arms at your sides. And now bringing both knees up and in towards your chest, and wrapping your arms around your legs at your shins just below your knee so that you're hugging your knees. And gently squeeze and pull your knees in towards your chest. Very gently stretching as your knees come in towards your chest. And perhaps even lifting up your head towards your knees. And now rocking from side to side on your back, massaging each side of your spine very gently. And moving this into a circular motion so that you're massaging your back, rotating on your back in a clockwise position. Slowly making circular motions on your back. And reversing the circle so that you're rotating counterclockwise. Continuing to massage your back. And then coming to a neutral position again. And now continuing to hold on to your left knee, this time with both hands around your left shin. Keeping your knee drawn in toward your chest and letting go of your right leg and allowing that to extend fully back down to the floor. So with your right leg extended on the floor, just gently use very little force to draw your left knee in towards your chest. Recognizing your own limits. And attempting to dwell at this limit without exceeding it. And perhaps lifting up your head towards your knee. And just holding this for a moment. Allowing your head to return to the floor and now letting go of your left knee, allowing it to extend fully onto the floor while you draw your right knee up into a bent position and then up towards your chest while you grab your right knee with both hands, holding your leg at the shin below the knee and drawing your knee in towards your chest very gently. And then raising your head towards your knee and just holding this here for a moment. Remembering to breathe in and breathe out of your abdomen. And allowing your head to drop back down to the floor. and letting go of your right leg and let that extend back down to the floor into the corpse pose again, with both legs fully extended and your arms relaxed at your side. And now very gradually and mindfully rolling over so that you are coming to a position on your hands and knees. And check to see that your hands are directly beneath your shoulders, about shoulder width apart, and that your knees are directly under your hips. And as you breathe out, arching your back up towards the ceiling, allowing your pelvis to tilt so that your tailbone is coming down towards the floor, and allowing your head to come down between your arms so that your chin is coming in towards your chest, into what we call the cat posture. And then reversing this on an inhalation so that your belly is coming down towards the floor and your pelvis is tilting so that your tailbone is coming up towards the ceiling and your head is raising so that the back of your head is coming back towards your upper back into the lion posture. And just alternating at your own pace and with your breath, exhaling, coming up into the cat posture with your back arched up and your tailbone and head down. And then inhaling and coming into the lion posture with your belly down towards the floor and your tailbone up towards the sky and your head lifting. And just alternating at your own pace. And continuing to breathe. And when you are ready, coming to a neutral position, still on your hands and knees. And now extending your left leg out behind you so that it is parallel to the floor, straight out behind you. And finding a spot on the floor in front of you, about 3 feet, on which you may gaze. And then lifting your right arm so it's coming off the ground and extending out in front of you so that you're in a balanced position with your left leg fully extended out behind you and your right arm extended out in front of you. Using a spot on the floor to fix your gaze and help you stay balanced as you breathe here. Feeling the extension out through your right fingertips and out through your left foot. Stretching and balancing and continuing to breathe. And when you're ready, allowing your left leg to return to a bent position and your right arm to come down to the floor. And do another cat pose, bringing your back arched up and your tailbone and head down. And then reversing this to the lion pose, bringing your belly down to the floor and your tailbone and head up. And just reversing this a couple of times. And coming back to a neutral position on your hands and knees. And now extending your right leg out straight behind you so that it is parallel with the floor. And finding a spot about 3 feet in front of you on which to fix your gaze. And now lifting your left arm up off the ground and extending it out in front of you. Balancing here. Using the spot on the floor to fix your gaze to help you balance. And extending your left arm out fully in front of you, all the way out through your fingertips. As you extend your right leg out behind you, extending through the heel. Staying here balanced and breathing. Just noticing any thoughts or sensations you may have as you continue to balance here. And then when you are ready, allowing your left hand to return to the floor while your right leg returns to a bent position. And then again, very slowly and mindfully, coming off your hands and knees and returning to a position where you are lying on your back on the floor. Resuming the corpse pose with your feet fully extended, your arms at your sides resting, perhaps the palms up, and closing your eyes and just feeling any sensations in your body. Just noticing whatever may be present as you breathe in and out of your abdomen. And now bringing your knees to a bent position and then continuing to bring them in towards your chest and wrapping your arms around your shins below your knee. Just squeezing very gently your knee towards your chest, bringing your knees in and doing a counter pose and just rocking gently back and forth and maybe making circular motions if you like. And again, lifting your head towards your knees if that's comfortable for you. And when you're ready, allowing your head to return to the floor, letting go of your legs so that your knees can return to the floor. Your arms at your sides, extending your legs fully out in front of you, resuming the corpse pose again. Feet falling to the sides, arms at your sides with the palms up. And on the next inhalation, again, very slowly and mindfully, lifting your arms, raising them up and over your head for the full duration of your breath until your hands are all the way behind your head and resting on the floor if possible into a full body stretch, extending your fingertips out behind you and your legs all the way through, your feet out in front of you. And feeling your entire body stretch from your fingertips through your heels. Breathing into and out of your abdomen. Noticing any sensations in your body as you do this. And allowing your arms to stay fully extended out behind your head. And now bringing your knees to a bent position so that your feet are coming in close towards your buttocks this time. And your knees are pointing up towards the ceiling. And your arms are still fully extended out behind your head. And we'll do a half bridge pose. We'll start by lifting the pelvis and lower back up off the floor and arching our back upwards, bringing our belly towards the ceiling as high as we can go. Feeling the weight fully on our heads, the back of our heads and necks and shoulders and feet and the rest of our bodies lifted off the ground, attempting to raise it up as high as you can. Recognizing and dwelling in your limits without exceeding them. breathing fully into your abdomen. Noticing that there's quite a bit of room here to breathe into and out of your abdomen, allowing it to extend fully on an in-breath and deflate fully on an out-breath. Continuing to lift and raise your pelvis. And if you need to come down, coming down and then raising your pelvis back up, continuing to lift up towards the ceiling. Noticing any sensations in your body, noticing those parts of your body that are working, and if possible, softening and opening around those areas. And when you are ready, allowing your pelvis and buttocks to return to the floor, feeling the release as you make contact with the floor. Allowing your knees to unbend so that your legs are fully extended. And very slowly and gradually allowing your arms to come back down gradually to the sides of your body. Being aware of when your arms too make contact with the floor. And feeling your body release as you resume the corpse pose, with your arms relaxed at the sides of your body, your legs fully extended, with your feet falling away from one another. Breathing into and out of your abdomen, and just exploring if there are any sensations in your body that may be present after the last posture. Breathing into and out of those sensations, and just dwelling here in the corpse pose. And now bringing your arms to the back of your head so that both of your hands are in the back of your head and your elbows are bent out to the sides. Head resting on your hands and bringing your knees to a bent position with your feet on the floor and your knees pointing up towards the ceiling. And bringing your feet in towards your buttocks again. And this time, bringing your knees tight close together so that they're almost gently squeezing together. And you're going to allow your knees to fall over to the left side of your body so that your left knee is falling over to the floor and even making contact with the floor. And your right foot is coming up off the floor with your right leg on top of your left leg in a bent position. Trying to keep your shoulders and arms flat on the floor as you do this so that you're actually twisting at your waist. Your left knee coming down to the floor on the left side. And now turn your head so that you're actually looking over towards your right elbow. And just breathing here in this twist, breathing in and out of your abdomen as you feel this twist in your body. And then allowing your knees to return upright to a perpendicular position. And now allowing your knees to drop over to the right so that your right knee is falling onto the floor on the right side, and your left foot is coming up off the floor with your left leg on top of your right leg in a bent position. Trying again to maintain your shoulders and elbows flat on the floor if possible. And this time turning your head so that you're looking over your left elbow. You'll be twisting at the waist and just noticing the sensations in your body as you hold this posture. And then when you're ready, allowing your knees to return to a perpendicular position, allowing your legs to extend fully out in front of you, and bringing your arms out from behind your head and allowing your arms to rest again at the side of your body in a corpse pose. And then bringing your left knee into a bent position so that your left foot is alongside your right knee. And your right leg is still fully extended. And you're going to lift your right leg up off the ground, keeping it somewhat straight as you do this. Just lifting your foot and your entire leg up off the ground, seeing how high you can lift it, possibly up into a perpendicular position so that your foot is flat against the ceiling, if that's possible. Just extending your right leg upward and holding it here. And if you like, placing your hands behind your right leg, just above the knee, at the back of your thigh, assisting your leg a little bit in this lift. And now cranking your ankle so that you're rotating your foot in a counterclockwise direction. And then reversing the circle so that you're rotating your ankle in a clockwise direction. And if you would like to extend this stretch, you can do so in two ways, either by allowing your left leg to extend out onto the floor, or by simply lifting your head up towards your knee so that your head is coming up towards your right knee, and just holding it here for a moment as you continue to breathe in and breathe out. And allowing your head to return to the floor if you had it raised. And letting go of your right leg and allowing it to come down so that your right leg is now bent. And extend your left leg out straight on the floor so that your right foot is bent with your right foot alongside your left knee. And your arms resting at your sides. And now lifting your left leg up off the floor, keeping your leg somewhat straight as you do this. And just lifting your left leg as high as you can without exceeding your limits, knowing what your limits are here. Seeing if you can't lift your leg so it's almost perpendicular to the ceiling with the flat of your foot up against the ceiling. And again, if you like, taking your hands and putting them at the back of your thigh just above the knee to help assist you in this lift. And turning your ankle on your left leg in a counterclockwise position so that your foot is rotating. And then reversing the turn so that your foot is rotating in the other direction, now clockwise. And again, if you'd like to extend this stretch, either allowing your right knee to unbend and allowing your right leg to extend fully onto the floor, or perhaps lifting up your head with your right knee still bent and lifting your head towards your left knee and just holding it here for a moment as you continue to breathe in and breathe out. And when you are ready, allowing your head to return to the floor, letting go of your left leg, and allowing it to return to the floor very slowly and mindfully, allowing your left leg to return to the floor. Noticing when it makes contact with the floor and the release in your body as it does so. And then extending your right leg out so that you are now resuming the corpse pose with your arms resting at your sides. And rolling over now so that you are lying on your left side using your hand to prop your head up so that you're resting on your elbow. And your right hand is out on the floor in front of your chest. Your legs are fully extended with your right leg on top of your left. And we're just going to lift your right leg up towards the ceiling as high as you can, like you're making a scissor with your legs. Your left leg resting on the floor while you lift your right leg up off the floor. And turning your ankle so that your foot is rotating in a clockwise position. And then reversing that so that you're turning your foot in a counterclockwise position. Continuing to breathe in and breathe out as you continue to lift your right leg. And when you're ready, allowing your right leg to come down, making contact with your left leg. And allowing yourself to release your head and gradually and slowly rolling over so that you are now lying on your right side of your body. Using your hand to prop your head up. Your right elbow will be bent. Your hand holding your head and your left hand will be out in front of your chest on the floor. And your left leg is fully extended on top of your right leg. And when you are ready, lifting your left leg up as high as you can away from your right leg so that you're making a scissor again with your legs. Lifting it up as high as you can, continuing to breathe in and breathe out. And now turning your ankle so that your foot is rotating in a clockwise motion. And reversing so that your foot is rotating counterclockwise. Holding your left leg up. And when you're ready, allowing your leg to fall back down so it's on top of your right leg. And now very gently rolling over onto your belly so that you are lying fully extended on the floor with your arms out at your sides and your palms facing up. And your head now will be turned to one side or the other, feeling your breath as it extends into the floor, your abdomen pushing into the floor as you inhale. And now, turning your head so that you're resting on your chin. And you're just going to lift up your left leg up off the floor as high as it can go. Just lifting your left leg and extending it. And allowing it to return back to the floor. And now, lifting your right leg up off the floor as high as you can extend it, keeping your arms at your sides. And allowing it to return to the floor. And allowing your head to return to one side or the other as you just take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And then returning your chin to the floor so that your head is resting on your chin. And now you're going to do what we call a half cobra. You're going to lift up the entirety of your upper body, leaving your arms at your sides, lifting up your head and your chin and your shoulders and as much of your chest as possible, and just stay here lifting and breathing, holding this pose as you breathe in and breathe out, and then allowing yourself to return to the floor, resting on one side of your face or the other. And then very gradually rolling over again onto your back so that you are resuming the corpse pose and just taking a moment with your arms at your side and your legs fully extended with your feet falling away from one another, just taking a moment to notice any sensations in your body from the postures we've been doing. and then bringing your knees to a bent position with your feet flat on the floor, and then allowing your knees to come up off the floor so that you're bringing them in towards your chest, wrapping your arms around your knees, just below your knees, wrapping your arms around your shins and bringing your knees tightly into your chest, and just rotating a little bit on your back, massaging your back in this counter position. And when you are ready, letting go of your knees, allowing them to drop down to the floor and fully extending your legs out in front of you, with your feet falling away from one another, and your arms resting at your sides, resuming the corpse pose. Closing your eyes gently, bringing your attention back to your breath. Breathing in and breathing out, noticing any sensations in your body and feeling them fully. Maintaining attention on your breath as you sink into the floor. And congratulating yourself once again for taking the time to nourish your body, taking the time to develop the sensitivity, to strengthen your flexibility, and to strengthen both your body and your mind.